Hi, I'm Michael Shifarozode, and this is Talk Your Curiosity, a podcast about creativity, life, conversations, and perspectives. I'll be uploading weekly conversations on different facets of the creative life and what it means to expand your perspectives and your thoughts in your late 30s and beyond. Tune in and let us know what you think. Welcome to Stoke Your Curiosity, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of sharing your work. So, in the process of trying to understand how I can make my craft better, then normally everybody does their research. I came across this website called Nest Labs. Nest Labs is a blog website. And it was created by a woman called Anne Laurie, and she used to work for Google, and she quit her job in 2017 and got into the process of creating this website called Nest Labs. And from her perspective, as she calls it, a no BS information platform where you can find inspirations, tools, and various ways of supporting creators who are in the mind of that creating business and mental wellness should be compatible with each other, and which was a very interesting tagline that I took, because the more projects that you have working on, the more the mental wellness aspect is tested. She has different tools and tips that she presents, so that people can get can use the best of their abilities by at the same time trying to be as healthy as possible mentally. So in one of her articles, I found why the case for why people should share their work. And normally, I don't know if you know this, but when we talk about creatives, when we talk about whether it's illustrators, photographers, or anybody, before the advent of social media, where everybody shares every single thing, creatives used to be, and it's not a complete and exhaustive research, but it's something that I saw from my fellow creatives that I worked with, people that I worked with, they had a tendency of not sharing the process of their final output and the final work, and that could be there are two reasons for this. And the first one being, one, you don't feel good enough to be sharing the work, quote unquote an imposter, or somebody who thinks they're being too airy. And the second reason is we are afraid of that people might steal our ideas. And on the second point, I used to have this conversation with friends and other fellow creatives, and I would say, if you can create that, then you shouldn't be worried about what people might steal, because they're the ones who are just gonna steal one thing and going to be stuck with it. But you can create as much as you want. But as you get older and as your work gets busy, I tended to resent different people taking my work and presenting it as their own. And I became less and less sharing of what I was doing and what I did. And that came to a point where sometimes I couldn't even trace the stuff that I was working on to show clients, because I didn't make the effort to categorize it and catalog it appropriately. So it came to the fore, and I thought about it when I was trying to organize my website and I was trying to do some personal projects that I was doing. Anyways, this website has this very interesting perspective on why it's important to share your work, and she calls the tenet of the idea is basically you need to share your work because you need to create a feedback loop which feeds on itself, so that you can make your work better. So she has this thing where she had this, she calls the three main things that you need to do when you're doing your sharing your work. So the first one is there's my son going crazy. So the first one is you need to sharing your work will allow you to reflect and plan your next steps in terms of finalizing your work. And instead of just doing the work and sharing it to people who lack context, which is a very important thing to have, you could share it and see what people think about it, and you can explain the work that you're doing behind the actual product and see how people react to it and have a better understanding. And the second point that she puts is it's good to have early feedback on your work. The earlier the feedback, the better you can be as a creative, because if you don't take comments personally, and if you are able to look at things from a higher perspective, then it's always good to have feedback. The more feedback you have, the better your work is. And by developing the process of, you know, one, categorizing your work and sharing your work process, and two, asking for early feedback from, you know, audiences, will let you do this, a third thing. There will be a third out. There will be an outcome, which is a collaboration of both these actions, and that's your creativity will increase. She, for example, in her article, one of the things she says is great ideas are often the result of a network of information in a transparent community, which is more or less true, which basically means, you know, if you're willing to share your ideas and you're willing to share your thoughts and actions, and other people are doing willing to do the same, then at a certain point there will come a result. What do you call it? The symbiotic relationship of sharing these ideas will create a better process, a better product, and a better way of maybe outlining your thoughts and maybe outlining your work, which is a good thing. So with these thoughts, and if you really think about it, and it's one of the things, for example, you know, successful filmmakers, photographers, designers are employing the power of social media to, you know, have snippets of their works in terms of, you know, doing IG stories, or, you know, doing YouTube, if you're a filmmaker, YouTube stories, which I think I may be mistaken, maybe they've been 2 years or last year, which were introduced for a tier of creators which have a total amount of users. You know, you can share your stories of how you make your videos, and you can share your stories of how you make different things. And one of the things that people like about TikTok videos is how people show these incredible transitions or videos that at first you see them and you think they're amazing, and then people share how they actually do them, and you see that, oh man, these are so easy to make, and I wish I thought of that. And that happens if you always think that, you know, there's this original idea, but it's not like that. And, you know, your products are normally your designs or your photographs have been inspired by something you've seen and something you've heard and something you've seen done. So why not share your work so that you can inspire other people, and you can be inspired by the comments, or you can even have, you know, you can change your perspective, or you can do something different. So yeah, but at the same time, you know, with the wonderful things that you can get from the internet, you can also have some very, very negative feedbacks and trolls. And so in order for this to work, one of the things that, you know, there are different ways of, you know, sharing your work and different ways of sharing the process of how you do things. And she in her article, she outlines three main things that you need to do in order to do this process and do this process of sharing your work easy, so that it doesn't become bogged down. And these three processes are: she wants you to make it easy, she wants you to find your tribe, and she wants you to build a habit. The make it easy part is basically when you, for example, when you are going on a shoot, you know, have one paragraph and, you know, write one paragraph explaining why you shot this way, why you chose a certain lens, why you chose a certain look, or why you edit something, and have it as just a snippet and just a note and put it somewhere. And, you know, when it's time to share, just share that as a tweet or as a, maybe it's a very simple Instagram story. So that way you can, people can see how you got to the idea of actually doing something. And, you know, it will give you, maybe they'll give you feedback and you might think of something to, of ways to do it better. And so it's one way of doing this is, and shouldn't bog it down with, you know, very detailed explanations of how you did something, because at a certain point, you know, the work should do the speaking itself. You just need to show the process and make it easy to how to make it easy to showing the process. The second thing that she said is find your tribe. And find your tribe is, you know, you can share it on the internet and everybody can comment on it, but at the same time you need constructive feedback. If you don't have constructive feedback, it's just being trolling, or, you know, it's just gonna become trolling, or it's just gonna become fan service, fan lip service, and it shouldn't be. It should be in the middle. So in order to do that, is one of the things she asks us to do is, you know, find your tribe, which basically means find the people that align with your thoughts and align with your way of doing things, or align with your specific work, and see what they think of it. If you talk to, if you, you know, do a photograph and talk to somebody who's a photographer, he would give you a feedback that you can use more better than maybe somebody who's doing, you know, I don't know, something unrelated like finance or something. And I'm not trying to pigeonhole these roles, because, you know, there are different people with different sets of skills, but it's always good to have your peer in terms of your work give you suggestions on how, give you ideas on what your work is like, because that way it will improve you. And and that's a very interesting and that's a very fruitful thing to have. The third thing she asks us to do is build a habit of it. So whenever you do a certain work, for example, if we talk about the podcast that I'm doing, Stoke Your Curiosity came about me trying to work on my craft. So I started it, and I wanted it to be a weekly, once a week kind of podcast, and it, coronavirus came, and I was overwhelmed with different things, and I kind of paused it for like 3 months, and that's something that you should not do. But I did not worry too much, or I did not stop, and I'm restarting it right now, because at the end of the day, it might sound like crap, it might not have every single thing that I want in it, or the vision that I have for this podcast. But if I start working on it and just start posting on a regular basis, then, you know, I'll work on making it better. So I'll work with the sound, making it better, because I'll be more confident in terms of what I'm putting out. So you need to do these three things in conjunction, and then you'll see that the work that you're doing is gonna improve. And there's a, you know, I don't know who said it, but there's a famous saying where you need to work before you need to start working and start producing, and not think too much about it, because the more you think about it, the more you're not gonna produce. So I feel like, yeah, so this article gave me a good insight into why I need to share my work, and why you need to share your work, and stop worrying about what other people are thinking about it, and not share your work, every single thing you do, but share the process of how you came about to those ideas and why you came about to those ideas. And maybe, you know, if you put your ideas out there in the universe, you'll get somebody who is a like-minded person or who is a like-minded community, and, you know, give you good feedback and, you know, maybe improve on your works. You know, you never know. Anyways, I hope, thanks if you've been listening until now, for your patience, and I hope you like the ideas that I put today. And if you want to look at the website, I'll put the description of the, I'll put the URL of the website in my descriptions, and let me know what you think, and let me know if you like sharing your work, and if you don't, and why give me a case of why you don't do that, and let's start a conversation. Until I see you next time, this is my